It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, February 4th, 2020. It's the birthday of feminist and women's rights activist Betty Friedan, author of The Feminine Mystique and co-founder of the National Organization for Women. Betty Friedan was born Betty Naomi Goldstein on February 4, 1921, in Peoria, Illinois. A bright student, she excelled at Smith College, graduating in 1942 with a degree in psychology. Although she received a fellowship to study at the University of California at Berkeley, she only spent a brief time there before relocating in the mid-1940s to New York. There she worked for a short time as a reporter. In 1947, she married Carl Friedan. The couple had three children, Daniel, Jonathan, and Emily. After Daniel was born in 1948, Betty returned to work, but she lost her job soon after when she became pregnant with her second child. She then stayed at home to care for a family, but she was restless as a homemaker and began to wonder if other women felt the same way she did, that she was both willing and able to be more than a stay-at-home mom. To answer the question, she surveyed other graduates of Smith College. The results of her research formed the basis for her book, The Feminine Mystique, in which Friedan encourages women to seek new opportunities for themselves. The book quickly became a sensation, creating a social revolution by dispelling the myth that all women wanted to be happy homemakers, and marking the start of what would become Friedan's incredibly significant role in the women's rights movement. The work is also credited with spurring second-wave feminism in the United States. Besides The Feminine Mystique, she also wrote It Changed My Life, Writings on the Women's Movement, which appeared in 1976, The Second Stage, in which she presents a more moderate feminist position from her earlier work, The Fountain of Age from 1993, in which she explored the later stages of a woman's life, as well as Beyond Gender, and her autobiography, My Life So Far, both of which were published when she was in her late 70s. Friedan did more than write about confining gender stereotypes. She became an active, tireless force for change, pushing for women to have a greater role in the political process with other leading feminists such as Gloria Steinem and Bella Abzug. She helped create the National Women's Political Caucus in 1971. Betty Friedan died of heart failure on February 4, 2006, her 85th birthday, in Washington, D.C. Today, she is remembered as one of the leading voices of the women's rights movement of the 20th century, and the work that she started is still being carried on by the organizations that she helped to establish. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 4th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.